Thank you so very much for taking the time to listen. It's greatly appreciated, if I'm going to be perfectly honest. I always enjoy getting an opportunity to share these little escapades with others. So, today I think we're going to get to indulge into something somewhat corrupting in nature. Yes, I do think it will have that sort of effect. And that's one of my favorite themes to play with. Corruption, loss of something, becoming a new idea. Definitely some of my favorite ideas and concepts to play around with inside of this particular space. So, with that in mind, why don't we depart for our little story for our very enjoyable concept. Yes. It's a simple process after all to do this. Just listen, follow, and fall. That's all you have to really do. All one has to ask of themselves is to get comfortable, to shift if needed whenever the body does not cooperate, to be aware that any necessary movement for comfort is absolutely allowed at any point, and that that's fine, and that your mind is free to do so, and your body can follow as needed. And of course, in between, relaxation can set in, like a nice, soft, warm blanket, a blanket that wraps up your mind like these wonderful words, creating that feeling of calm, placid listening, of letting your thoughts drift and be guided. Knowing that anything you may have been doing beforehand is unimportant for now unless it demands your immediate attention. And of course, feeling comfortable and able to let go of everything outside of this moment as you've set aside this time, this place, this space to be here, to listen, to sink into that comfortable space, to relax and focus on this story. To focus on this journey, on this set of possibilities, to be present, here and nowhere else, to feel my words wrap around your mind, to let yourself become utterly fixated and focused, to let each new sentence, each soft sibilant syllable, sweetly slide into your mind. Because the more you listen, the easier it is to let go. The more that you focus, the easier it is to become placid, tranquil, relaxed, listening so well. That's it. Perfect. You might even imagine that with each spoken word, each syllable I utter, that your body is becoming more and more relaxed, that your breathing can slow, that your body can still. That your thoughts can be wound up in my words, anything that tries to form simply being guided back to the statements that are being so carefully spun, anything that occurs simply gliding in to you. That's it. Good. Just sinking into this moment, into my words, my voice, my story, because in no time at all, you'll be in the dreamscape once more, in no time at all. You'll be blank and ready to do something interesting, to step through into another possibility, another reality, as you may have done before, or maybe this is your first time. But you'll find it's quite easy to do. You simply need to listen to my directions and follow along. The dreamscape is a straightforward place constructed entirely from possibilities. And that's all it is, possibilities. You see, it is a bridge, a gateway to something more, a story to explore, to let your thoughts be molded into temporarily to experience. It's going to bring you there with my help, and of course with your listening. After all, this is a two-part experience. Without you, I could not do it. It is necessary that we work together, which is why I ask that you allow me to guide you, that you allow me to show you the way. Because if you listen and follow along, there is nothing that can stop you from having a delightful and enjoyable time. Good. That's exactly what I want. For you to be so placid, blank, and empty. To feel in the dreamscape with me. Maybe it takes on a physical form of gentle, soft clouds roiling. Or maybe it's conceptual, knowing that there's possibilities everywhere. Moment to moment, feeling them brush across you, knowing that with each word that I speak, I could guide us in another direction. Or maybe you can know it as paths, as ideas, as statements, as turning points. However it is, you can feel the pull when we make that decision to go somewhere. That inky, rippling blackness that has just opened. That inexorable pull, the feeling of cold rain spattering on the ground, the crunch of cracked asphalt on the edge of a parking lot, the smell of petrichor and fall, cars driving by, an army surplus store on the outskirts of town. Unaware of anything other than what you are doing right now, knowing that you came here in search of another possible place for, hopefully, some sort of costume. It's been rather last minute for this party to get something together. When you checked the costume store, they'd closed early for some reason or another, and now you're stuck with desperately trying to pull something together out of a stop here, and then afterwards, going to a secondhand clothing store and hopefully piecing together something at least mildly entertaining. With a soft sigh, you open the door. It jingles, a pair of empty shell casings hanging from the door handle, tapping against the metal behind you. You walk in expecting to be greeted by somebody, maybe a gruff voice calling out, or any other sound at all, really. Surprisingly, the store is very quiet on this cool evening, with the rain pattering on the thin tin roof of the Kwanzaa hut-like structure in which this store resides. Aisles span out in front of you, filled with old tactical gear. Equipment, components, everything from shaving kits to pot helmets to camping supplies, all of it surplus materials. The lights give off a fluorescent hum. The room smells of lead paint and cosmoline. It's very empty. Sure, the place is packed with items, ranging from an entire wall of pins for various purposes, displaying ranks, insignias, badges, concepts, ideas, unit identifications. None of it is what you're looking for, though. So you stride through the empty store. It's definitely empty. You haven't seen any employees, haven't heard anyone rustling about, other than patter of the rain on the roof. You look through the aisles towards the section with all of the uniforms and clothing and gear, hoping to see something that inspires you. You notice a large rain poncho. It does give off some nice kind of Chernobyl-y stalker vibes. An idea, maybe. If you could just find something well to go with it, something sufficiently spooky, maybe a creepy old gas mask, you hope? That might work. They certainly do have a way of instantly making anybody a little bit more spooky. And maybe, just maybe, you'll pull something scary together. At least you'll not be left looking like you just went to the thrift store. If you can just find some cool, interesting things here to work with a little bit of makeup and some fake blood, probably you could get a good apocalyptic survivor together. Or, you continue browsing through old pea coats, BDUs, over 30 years old. Components, equipment, still nobody. It's very odd. As you browse through the store a little further, deeper back into the aisles, you see massive rolls of fabric at the back of the store. Everything from tarp material to Tyvek to anything you could imagine. Canvas, parachute material, camouflage netting. You wrap around the side to see giant 40-gallon water drums, open-topped, full of plastic-wrapped objects. Everything from MRE heaters to goodness knows what. Still nothing interesting other than the one or two items you've seen here and there that really just need something to tie them together for that spooky, apocalyptic aesthetic. If only there was a gas mask. Just one. Come on, every army surplus store has one at least. They're a staple of these sorts of places. There has to be one. Nothing. Not a single gas mask or even a half-face respirator. Please? Or maybe something left over from an Air Force. No, there isn't. There's nothing. You call out. Hello? Is anybody there? Nothing, just the patter of rain. You wander around the store a little bit further and you see into the back section through a set of double doors that have been left more ajar than you were expecting. And you can see there's actually quite a bit of stuff back there too. Sure, a lot of it's stacked up and boxed, but there's a couple items that look interesting that draw your attention. There's, from the looks of it, is that? No, it's probably just more MREs. You call, hello? Is anyone there? Still the patter of rain. You're worried that you might just find the shop owner on the floor in this place passed away. It's starting to scare you a little bit, honestly, that you haven't heard anybody all this time. Maybe they just went out for a smoke break. You're getting ahead of yourself. They're probably just fine. They're just outside. That's it. They're just standing in the rain for 20 minutes. That's normal. People do that. You know, of course. You poke your head back past the doors. And you've already broached the threshold, so you might as well go through. You step in and start looking about, searching the place. Maybe there's something back here. I mean, you probably shouldn't be back here, but I mean, the worst you could do is you could say you were looking for an employee, right? I mean, obviously, I mean, you are carrying, you know, nothing of value other than, you know, what you brought in the store with you. So it's obvious you're not doing anything bad. You're just trying to find an employee. That's all. Of course, that's it. As you search around a little bit longer, you finally come across something of interest. And what is that something? Why? It's a gas mask. A gas mask still in its original packaging. There's several of them scattered on a fold-up table. They seem to have just come in because they're all spilling out of an old, beaten cardboard box. Well, maybe this is your lucky break. A core item to your costume. You'll just have to find an employee. Or, I mean, if you can't find anybody, I mean, they won't miss one, right? Of course not. You pick it up. It's quite unusual looking. Not like many gas masks you've seen before. It almost looks like the lenses are shaped strangely, like sunglasses almost embedded into the black rubber of the mask. It also has an attached hood that comes down all the way over the shoulders like a cowl. And it has a hose that's designed to attach to something. Huh, how strange. Oh, it looks like there's also some sort of mechanical device that's meant to go with it that's packaged in the other half of the plastic. As you lie it over, you wonder. You've never seen one so complicated for such an old piece of equipment. You would assume that it would just be a simple... Huh. Well, finders keepers, I suppose, you think to yourself. You crack open the plastic carefully, splitting it with a nice yank on the edges. And the mask is revealed to the air. The smell of rubber is pungent and thick, filling the air, blooming out over your face. It really does smell alien in a way. Latex and rubber always have this musty and yet alive smell to them. It's a beautiful scent. And it's been a while since you've smelled it so strongly. You pull the mask from the container, noticing its weight, the thick rubber of the hood, the strange face. The mask's lenses are clearly designed to sit very close to the wearer's eyes. It's got some advanced components. It looks like there's even areas to hook up microphones to it. Huh. You wonder what it might have been for. Something very high-end and probably extremely expensive. This mask is definitely one of the scarier masks you've seen. If you pair this up with some of the things you found, this is the perfect item to go with. Oh, no, let's just hope it fits. Should probably try it on before you make off with it. It would be kind of stupid to have this thing and not even be able to use it. So, shaking out the mask, discovering that the hose connects to the other component. Oh, it's some sort of blower filter thing that's supposed to blow air into the mask. Huh, how strange. It looks like it's meant to attach to a harness. The harness that is, oh, it's just rubber banded in place right there underneath that blower. Okay. You undo them, lifting up the mask and the blower combo. Now, if you could just grab the poncho, you think, turning and heading back towards the main area of the store to grab it, finding a mirror near all of the uniforms. You try on the poncho, and then the gas mask is in your hands again. You can smell it. You can see and feel it as you lift it up. Inky black on the inside as you pull it down over your head. It settles into place. Thick rubber wrapping around your head. It's snugger than you thought, since you couldn't see any obvious straps. As you pull the cowl down, looking in the mirror, you push it underneath the edges of the poncho. And you pull the harness up and over, wearing it on the outside. Notice as it seats into place, you can't quite breathe because the blower's not on. You go to pull. The mask is snug. You, for a moment, you panic. You try to yank. You try to yank at everything because what if it doesn't come off? Oh no. Well, you manage to grab something on the blower because suddenly, with a hiss and a click, it kicks into motion and cool air flows, and everything's fine once more. You can breathe, but the mask still won't come off. The mask is definitely not coming off. You're still rather scared because you're definitely yanking as hard as you possibly can, and the mask is not budging. In fact, as you pull your hand away, you notice that there's black goo on your fingers. You look up in the mirror to see that the hood is almost melting through the poncho, at least. Oh my goodness, it's actually melting through the poncho. It's spreading down. It's spreading all over you, pouring from your head down. You can feel the blowing of it. The blowing of what? The blowing of the machine that's filling the air with something that's making you almost feel heady. As you look on, you can see yourself almost unable to look away as the latex-like covering pours down over you. and it seems to strip away everything you're wearing until the poncho falls in tatters off of you as the thick, rubbery material spreads out over you as though someone had poured it from a great bucket onto your head. The harness that holds the blower in place, snugging around your body, straps holding right around your most intimate areas, pulling and tugging into place, your mind full of static, unable to think, unable to move, simply staring into the mirror, watching as your form is transformed. It feels delightful. It feels different. You feel different. Blank. So very blank. So very aroused. Your form snugged into that rubber as it tightens around you, drawing around your hands, your feet, taking on boot-like shape. Padding forming on your knees and the thick rubber. Still, it doesn't quite tighten to skin tight. It simply snugs around the extremities, leaving just a bit of extra material around all of your major joints, leaving you looking like someone who is about to clean up a nuclear spill, but sexy almost, with the harness intentionally showing off your best parts. It's different. You stare, unable to do anything other than look. Unable to move? You don't remember what you were trying to do at all, really. You just remember trying on the mask. And something before, but thinking's really hard right now. Thinking's honestly kind of hard right now. And you find your hands drifting. Drifting across your body, caressing your new strange form. Finding that your breathing has become regulated by this mechanical device. Sure, it's blowing continuously into the mask, but you find yourself almost breathing in a perfect rhythm, a rhythm that is mindless and pleased. You are waiting for something. You don't know what it is. You find your hands drifting more intimately across you as your sensations seem to intensify. As though every caress and every touch that you find is electric. Feeling the slick, smooth rubber sliding across your skin. Feeling as though the air was being slowly sucked from the suit, sealing around your body, leaving you utterly exposed and yet totally encapsulated. It feels wonderful. It feels good. Your mind feels empty. You know that you wanted to do something, but you can't remember what it was. You hear the clack of boots on the concrete. Behind you, a woman is appearing, with dewdrops of rain all on her clothes. Her very shiny clothes, actually. She seems to be wearing some form of archaic, maybe scuba gear. It's strange. It's because thinking's really hard right now. Thinking's so hard. Thinking is so hard. She's very beautiful, though. Curvaceous, taller than you. Hair in a rather butch cut. Strong muscles highlighted by the rubber suit. She stands behind you. Well, I guess I shouldn't be surprised that somebody decided to try out the new gear. You know, I was wondering how I would find a test subject for this. I guess I should be glad that somebody decided to volunteer for the position. My, it really does seem to work just as advertised. I was honestly wondering what I was going to do with these if I didn't, well, happen to get so lucky as to have a cutie like you try it on. Goodness, and to think the military really thought they could make self-sealing Cybran suits. Well, I mean, it certainly looks like it's sealed onto you. Well, admittedly, that wasn't the issue. I'm sure you've noticed, poor little... I don't even know if you're a person anymore. Kneel. And you do. You drop to your knees without even thinking. Oh, I was right. It does do what I thought it did. Interesting. Well, I guess I'll have a helper around the store in the yard now. I think you'll be very good at servicing my needs. You see, military wanted to make sure that the soldiers wearing these cybern suits wouldn't be bothered by the fact that they were literally sealed inside of some sort of strange nano-organic compound that was semi-symbiotically living off of them while they were fighting some Cold War-era apocalyptic war. So they began to experiment with some, well, let's just say less than ethical methods. Admittedly, they never got it past the prototype phase, but you know how it is. The Department of Defense does like a thorough bit of research for projects they abandon regularly. And I'm sure you've noticed. You can't think at all. Well, if I told you to, you would. Because I'm your new superior. That's right, look up at me. Oh, such beautiful blank lenses. I guess you're kind of like now a little latex drone. Yes. That's certainly what you've become. Sure, I'm sure your mind could think about how turned on you are at being helpless like this, because you follow commands now, and you follow orders, and I, as I stated, am your superior, so you will follow my orders. Do you understand me, my little drone? You find yourself giving a simple nod, looking in the mirror at your new superior, and that's all you can see, your superior. You're my drone now. Whatever you might have been before, it doesn't matter. Because what you are now is my property. My little rubber-coated piece of surplus. Because let's be honest, you shouldn't have been going through my things. You really shouldn't have. Not to mention trying on merchandise that hadn't even been put out on the floor yet. To think you had the audacity to do something like that. How very foolish of you. So honestly, any sympathy I might have had for the person that walked in my door less than 20 minutes ago has evaporated entirely. I don't care who you were before. A drone. Comply. My, you look so pretty in that latex. Oh, it really does show off your best features. I bet it turns you on. Oh, and so it does, because you comply. Isn't that right, my little latex drone? The woman smiles evilly. All you can think is, yes, that's it. Maybe I should leave some more of these masks out. Seems like the Halloween crowd would love to try them on. And I could always use a bit more help around here. But all of my rubber, having some delightful rubber drones, might be exactly what I need. I think I could get to enjoy something like that. Very much. She drags a hand down your chest, across your body. You know, honestly, you could amuse me right now. You could amuse me deeply, because I've had a very long week dealing with suppliers and trying to find new sources. And the first break I had was these masks. Well, it turned out it wasn't a break, since I can't really sell them. It really does seem to have delightful side, to be honest. I really need help taking care of all of my gear at home. Facts, though, I suppose. Why don't you amuse me? Kneel and please yourself for me, drone. That's it. I think I could enjoy that very much. You find your body guided to do exactly as commanded, irresistibly so, unable to stop. And why don't you show me how enthusiastic you are? Why don't you get into it, my little rubber drone? Feel that pleasure, feel that delight of touching yourself on command. See, in a way, this ought to help seal in the conditioning. From what I've read about the reports, it looks like for the suit to fully bond to its host, or wearer, they didn't really say host in the reports, but the way they talk about it, they might as well have, is to get a full sample of all of the neurological connections that the wearer has. So the despair you may have felt when I first appeared and you realized you were helpless has faded by now, since you're so compliant and love being that way. After all, the suit does kind of enforce that on you. Well, if I can get you to have an orgasm, it'll have permanently mapped out that mind of yours. You see, right now, in theory, there may be some ways to remove the suit. If we were to carefully cut it off you, you should be all right. At least if we don't leave you in there for the long term, because apparently it has some rather deleterious effects on the way that you think. You see, if you have it on for more than, say, 24 hours or so, you become permanently like you are when you wear it, even if I was to take it off you. Unfortunately for you, I don't have any intention to do such a thing. Instead, I want you to come. Because when you do, inevitably so. Because you're already so compliant, and I can see by the way you're currently approaching that exact goal. Because it seems like the rubber is very arousing for you, little drone. Well, you see, it will speed up the process, because the suit will know most extreme ends of your experience, and you will become a perfect little rubber drone. And then, even if I was to take the suit off of you, well, you would be that way no matter what. Well, assuming I could get it off you, it may grow to like you. I've heard that they can grow very snug. See, right now it's just sort of vacuum form to you. Give it a couple months and it should just basically be your skin. Sure, there'll still be the seams where the shoulders and other components are connected. But, well, it'll basically be your rubber skin at that point. I was reading through the documentation, actually, outside, on my break. It's a good thing I missed you come in, I suppose. Otherwise, I wouldn't be so lucky as to see you like this, whoever you were, drone. It doesn't matter, because you're definitely fulfilling your new function adequately. You look delightful kneeling like that. You look even better doing that with your hands. I bet I would enjoy getting my own hands involved. Maybe I could reach down and just stroke them across your new skin. Across your head, sending that sweet little mind sparking into orgasmic, dronified bliss. Down your back, feeling the smooth latex. Down your shoulders again, this time. Down your chest, squeezing your tummy and dragging my fingers back up. Grabbing your shoulders and pulling that gas-masked head of yours up to look into my eyes and know who your superior is. That's right, drone. It's me. And you will refer to me as such. You can simply call me Captain. That can be an enjoyable rank for me. Drone, that's right. You can see me as that. For now, at least, I might change it, since you're permanently malleable, but you won't take orders from anyone else in the foreseeable future, because no one else has the authority, do you understand? Good. My, you seem to be getting very involved with those lovely little hands of yours, Drone. I think I might enjoy watching the fruit of your labor come to pass. That's right. Doesn't it feel nice if I kneel down and let my breasts drag down that rubber? I think I'll open my suit a little and get a touch for myself. You hear the zipper pull behind you, and then breasts dragged down your back. your new, very sensitive rubber back, wanting to turn and look at your captain, unable to do so because you have not been ordered to stop, unable to do anything else other than bring more and more pleasure, building towards that orgasm, feeling the blower adjust its speed, mind full of delightful lightning crackling across the static until the simple truth of being a drone builds and builds, feeling the slick, tight rubber around your body, feeling the grinding of your captain's breast against your back, against your head, until she steps around in front, kneels and pins you down, knocking you backwards, careful to allow your hands easy access to wherever they might want to go, kneeling across, taking hands and stroking the sides of your rubber-clad head, feeling it on your smooth skin, your mind teetering on the edge of an orgasm, feeling the squeezing of her hips. Oh, that's very good, drone. Exactly what I want. Exactly what I need. Good. I'm sure you'll look even better once I've broken that mind of yours the rest of the way in. That's it. Let me just squeeze you a little. Let me just touch you. Find those nipples. Find that chest. Find those ribs and just drag my fingertips down there with a nice squeeze. Could almost scratch you through it. Not quite. Oh my, what a good drone. So full of bliss and pleasure. So blank and obedient. I wonder what the eyes behind that mask look like. Maybe I will have to cut you out of it at some point just to see. But honestly, I don't care, because you look beautiful like that. With that harness... Well, it really does highlight what you look like in the best ways, my little drone. I think you deserve an orgasm for that, since it will make you my sweet little rubberized piece of property. Inevitably and forever. That's it. Come on. Oh, what a good drone. Obey. See, that's not hard. You don't have to stop. You don't have to look away from my smile. And you can know this is your downfall. You silly little drone, why don't you come for me? That's it, such a good drone. Coming your silly little mind away. You really, really need someone to tell you what to do, since apparently on your own, you can't make decisions anymore. Perfect. What a good drone. What an obedient and compliant unit. Your mind drifts. Your mind goes blank as drone is drone, and drones comply, and drone doesn't think. It simply exists. It simply does as it's told. And then you drift. And then you feel the pull of the dreamscape calling, allowing yourself to separate from that dronified individual, allowing yourself to return to that realm of possibility, knowing that everything we've just experienced is part of a place in the dreamscape that you can return to whenever you like, and that you can take the memories with you and leave the influence of that delightful suit behind. Of course, if you'd like to take an echo of it, you can, but nothing that will interfere or come about when it's inconvenient, only when you're safe, only when you want to experience whatever aspects you'd like to pull back to reality, knowing that they will only affect you when you feel safe and only where you want, because the power of the mind is simple and absolute. It only works when allowed, and you, while you may have been a passenger, have the choice to step out of this reality. Good. Let's drift back from that dreamscape, from that place in between places, that opportunity, that bridge to reality once more. because you have certainly earned it. Not that there was any debate about that, to be perfectly frank. Good. Drifting back. 1, 2, 3, 4. Being aware of gravity of your body, feeling your clothes or your bed sheets or wherever you may happen to be, the textures, hearing the sounds of the room, of the space, feeling your breathing, and coming up more and more. We're going to skip a number or two to 6 and 7 because you're almost back, and 8 and 9 and 10, and wide awake, feeling wonderful and refreshed for me. Thank you so very much for taking the time to do this little experience together. I had a lot of fun, and I hope you did as well. And if you did happen to enjoy this, and you're still listening, please do check out my Patreon, because it's the only way I get to make wonderful files like this, and if you'd like to hear more, that's the best way to guarantee it.